Welcome to Us and My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. You're going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Bob Oakley, and I'm your host today for the Hope Talk Radio Show, sponsored by Optimize My Life and the Hope Collection. And we're going to be talking today about a family unit and the faith that we use through the families and what we teach other people, the things that we have learned over the years. I am the father and of a large family. We have 11 children. And most of them are older now. They're on their own, and we're still getting a lot of grandchildren yet. one grandchildren was born last week, and another one is coming hopefully for the end of the month. The one that was just born was a beautiful girl, and the one that's due end of the month is a boy. And we have about, I think that makes 36 grandchildren we have now and great-grandchildren. So the family is growing. And I have gained a lot of experience over the years dealing with my children and helping them and coaching them and leading them through a faithful life and through concentrating on things that we believe the good Lord wants us to do, and that's to help people, first of all, to love Him and to love people and to help them to resolve any issues they have in their lives. And that's what we're all about. That's what we do, and that's what the Hope Collection is all about. Our motto is helping people by helping them to help other people. And so anyway, we've dedicated this particular day's show to the family unit, because the family unit is basically the foundation for things that go on in people's lives. So we start with the family unit. And of course, the faith that we gain from the good Lord is supportive of our family units, every family unit. Not everybody has a big family like me. I bet some of you are saying, thank God I don't, you know, but it's just over the years, my wife and I have developed a large family. And I'm happy and thankful to the Lord for what He is, how He has given us the family and given us the responsibility to help them and to help anybody else that we have, our friends and other family members. I have two brothers. One of them has, my older brother has passed, but my younger brother is still alive, living out in Illinois. As a matter of fact, in June, we're going to be visiting him. But I try to get out there once a year because I own some property out there. I own a farm, and I am it's a small farm. It's only 46 acres, but compared to some of the farms in New Jersey, it's a good sized farm. And we have a farmer out there who contracts with us to plant crops on the farm, and he pays us rent for the use of the land. And I've had that form now for about 25 years. So anyway, I usually try to get out there once a year to check it out, see what's going on, and talk with the farmer and his family. And I have many relatives in that area also. I have my brother and his family, and I have my older brother's family is still out there in the St. Louis area and Southern Illinois area. And I have many of my dad and my mom's family, their children, which are my nieces and nephews, we have many of them out there also. So we have a lot of people to visit when we go out there. And that's what we usually do, we visit. And we're going to be attending an Indian rendezvous. The American Indians out in the Midwest get together two or three times a year, and they have what they call a rendezvous. And it's really a very interesting program that they put on. They have some music, dancing, and they have all kinds of displays of things, and they set up tents, and they live there for about a week during this rendezvous. So one of my nieces, my younger brother's daughter, and her husband are very active in that, and she's sort of the president of that whole thing because she has American Indian ancestry, which comes from my family. My father my father's mother was a half American Indian and half French. So it's wonderful to carry on some of the traditions. This is held in a fort that was built in the early 1700s by the French during the French and Indian War here in the United States. It was bought as part of the Louisiana Purchase in this country. So there's a lot of history out there, just like there's a lot of history in many other countries, many other states and so forth. But we enjoy going out there and visiting, and my wife and I, and I think my one son's going to go with us, and my daughter, So my daughter, who's an attorney, she does a lot of traveling, and she invited us to go this time. And so, anyway, I see we have a number of people that have come on. I see my friend Larry is on now. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, my friend. I'm doing great. Everything going well with you and the family?
Yes, it is. Yep.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad to hear that. I may want you to say a few words later about the Elks, if you wouldn't mind, to tell some of the things that you're involved with in the Elks. And I'm starting to get involved in that organization. I've joined it, but I haven't really... I've attended a couple of meetings, but I haven't been involved too much. So maybe if you would do that for me, I would appreciate it.
Yeah, I can.
But
I'll
call on you a little bit later on, Larry. Okay?
Yep, no problem.
And I see we have someone, I'm not sure who that person is, 678-702, area code 678. Would you announce yourself, please? Maybe you're on mute. You may be on mute. Hello? 678-702, it shows on my studio screen. Well, anyway, we're going to move on here. I see my good friend Mary has joined us, and I'm trying to get her mic turned on now, but so far it hasn't worked. Mary, we'll get you on as soon as we can. And Mary is just a wonderful person that's living out, I think, in Minnesota, and she is helping us with a lot of the reconstruction of our website, our Hope Collection website. It's being reconstructed and it's being brought up to date with some of the latest technology. Okay, there's Mary. How you doing, Mary?
I had to move. I had kids are playing, so I had to move so it was quiet. Good. So I have a quick announcement.
Yeah,
Optimize My Life Radio is helping and promoting the fundraiser for the Medford Boys Boy Scouts to raise money to go to Buffalo for Memorial Day. The Boy Scouts will be saying the Pledge of Allegiance during the dedication ceremony of the Battle Within.
Wow.
And they will be part of
great.
The Color Guard.
That
so
is great.
So in every show coming up, you'll see a link in the show that's for the fundraiser, and there's a QR code also to donate. Anything will help. Our goal is to reach $10,000 for transportation, lodging, and for the families. It's a family event. All the families are going, and not all families can afford to go.
Oh, good. So you're asking for donations for that. That's good.
We are.
That's great. That's great. And I'll have to remember to make sure that I do a donation. So thank you for bringing that up.
I think anything is appreciated. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for these kids.
Yeah, the Boy Scouts organization is a great organization, and I know they've been going through some issues recently. But I have helped a number of scouts to reach the top level in the organization, and I've helped them with projects that they're working on. One in particular, I remember recently we did a project. The young man wanted to renovate some rental property for his church. I think it's four garages in a row, but they needed a lot of renovation work in order so that they could rent them out, and so they would also have some additional room. So I helped him to build whatever needed to be built, and we put on some new doors and things like that. And him and his father and I, we got it done. And he was that was his final project for his the highest level badge. He was very, very proud of how it turned out, and the people that were in charge of that Boy Scout group, they were very happy with it, and the church was very happy with it also.
You know, the misconception about Boy Scouts right now, I'm the charter rep for my local Boy Scout unit. I'm the liaison between our church that holds their charter and the Boy Scouts, so I'm really involved in all things they're doing. And the reason why they allowed girls into their pack is because the Boy Scouts are now a family organization. They've always been, but a lot of the little brothers and sisters would go with the camping events because the whole family goes. And the boys were earning patches and badges and things, and the girls couldn't earn them. So what they did is they opened it up, and it started 20 years ago in Europe, and it finally made it here about 10 years ago.
Yep.
For the girls
yep.
to join with their brothers so that the whole family can participate. It's all about family, and it's all about God.
Yep. Yep. Amen to that. Yes, I'm very pleased. Yeah, go ahead.
One more exciting news about that. So the kindness program created by our very own Rear Admiral Len Kane, we are converting it into an educational program for Sunday schools and the Boy Scouts.
Wow. That's great. Tell the audience a little bit more about what the Kindness Program is.
The Kindness Campaign is originally designed for families and adults and doing random acts of kindness. Well, my daughter happens to have that view like Len Cain does about helping others, and she wanted a program for her school. And so she took some of the ideas and created some of her own, and then Mom twisted them a little bit more. So we have the Kindness Club, which is a offshoot of the Kindness Campaign designed for kids.
Wow.
And it's not only different acts of kindness they can do, but it's also about the kind to yourself and being kind to your mind and understanding that sometimes you just need time alone, and it's okay to say no once in a while and not have to help everybody all the time. It's not being selfish, but being accepting of who you are. It's okay to be different. It's okay not to fit into that bubble. Being happy with you is so crucial and so important to you and figuring out who you are.
That is awesome, Mary. And, you know, could you imagine if a family implemented that kindness program throughout their whole family? It would certainly help the communications between each other and help the way they treat each other and the way they show respect to each other and the trust and all those kinds of things would I think, emulate from that. Would you agree with that?
I do. We live with it in our house. But at the same time, too, we do talk about emotions and how emotions – it's okay to get mad at somebody. It's okay that you get mad at your brother because he's tormenting you. It's what you do when you're mad is where we need to take those steps and learn. It's not okay to say mean things. It's not okay to physically do something.
But
talking
stop
everything out and understanding that
stop and
no,
take
things
some
are
deep
not
breaths.
Always happy.
Yeah. That's what I always told my children. I said, you know, stop and take some deep breaths. And then after that, you wait a few minutes, and then you'll feel differently about talking with a person, you know, because you've rested your mind a little bit. That's great.
It's okay
to walk away. Go ahead, Mary.
I was just going to say, it's okay to walk away. It's okay to just say, I need a moment. Go.
Yeah, right. I'm going to take a break and walk away for a minute. And it's a good idea. And even get a drink of water sometimes helps a lot, too. So that's great. And by the way, folks, Mary is doing a lot of work on our website to help it to be better and to be more manageable and easier to use by the people who use our Hope Collection website. And so I thank you, Mary, for all the work that you're doing and everybody else on the team that's done work on that. It's looking good because I was in there yesterday looking, and it's really, really, really improved. So thank you for all the work that you're doing.
Not a problem. We've also, due to some new members of the Hope Collection, me one of them, but we've been partnering with some different organizations at the same time to offer mental health avenues where we couldn't do that before because we didn't have those channels available to us. So we have more resources available coming in the coming months that we didn't have before.
Great. And Derek brought a young man, family man, to the Hope Collection. His name is Jordan, and I've been doing some work with Jordan, and I talked to him just a few days ago. We had a long conversation, and he's building a website. And he, you're using artificial intelligence on his website, and he doesn't know much. He knows less about artificial intelligence than I do, and so I called Ron and asked him, Ron Clayton, the president of the board and asked him if he had any contacts that could. And he mentioned Gary Halberstein's name. And so I have a call in for Gary, and Gary called me back, and then I called him back. So we've been exchanging calls the last couple of days. But anyway, we're going to get together, and we're going to. Gary has agreed to talk with Jordan, and to help see if there's some ways that he can help him in his effort. See, and the reason I bring that up, there's a reason I bring that up, because that is how the Hope Collection works. See, we can't possibly know everything about everything. And so what we do is we have contacts that we can use that do know things that we don't know, and so we bring them in to help with the program, and that's the way it works, because our motto is helping people by helping them to help other people, and to bring into that equation whoever we need to help out. And I know that's what you're doing, Mary, and that's what Country Boy does, and that's what Ron Clayton does, and that's what Bob Oakley does, and that's everybody does that. Because the good Lord has given us some skills that we can help people with, but we don't have everything we need. And we know people that do have things that someone else might need some help with. And that's how the Hope Collection works. And that's what makes this whole thing come together, because we're doing first of all the things that the good Lord wants us to do. The good Lord has given us the ability to help people, and the good Lord has given us the motivation to help people, and the good Lord says, look, I'll give you whatever you need, and so that's what we do. And I believe that he told me to call Ron Clayton and ask him about that artificial intelligence, and if he knew somebody, and then Ron did, and he said, so he referred me to Gary Halberstein. So that's part of what we call a cycle appreciation also, is that it comes back to us in greater rewards than what we possibly could even imagine. The good Lord says that. It says, if you help my people and you love me and love my people, then I'm gonna give you whatever you need to help those people. Does that make sense? Anybody?
Most definitely.
Well, Gary, that was my friend Larry from New Jersey. Larry and I have been friends for a long time. We met through our church, and many years ago, and we've been working together on different projects for a long time, and I appreciate you so much, Gary. Larry, I keep calling you Gary. I have Gary on my mind, but Larry, I appreciate you much. Larry and his wife recently moved into a new home. And they've been making a lot of changes to that home. It's a beautiful place, but you know, every home that we move into, we make it to fit our styles and our needs. And so, right. For a long time, I've helped Larry with that and his wife, and we've been working together. I haven't done any things with it lately because I've been pretty involved with other things with my sons, but it's really looking beautiful, Larry. I'm really the last time I was there, the place is really really looking nice. So you
thank
guys
you.
Are doing a great job.
Well, thank you.
And we're going to have the Elks and the Knights of Columbus are going to be putting on a family bowling night again, right?
Yes. Yep.
And do you have the date for that?
Yes. It's from let me see if I have a calendar. It's going to be from what day is it now? Oh, geez. Yeah, it's going to be coming up pretty soon. It's from June?
It's in May, right?
I think it is.
In May?
Yeah, it's May, yeah. It might be May, yeah. It's from...
Well, we can get the date on it later. You don't have to. But it's usually an afternoon bowling event for families.
It goes on for, you know, it's going to be in June, yeah. It's going to be in June, and it's going to be like the, I think it's like from May 29th to June 3rd. And the grand celebration is going to be on June 3rd.
Oh, great.
Yep. Oh, and, you know, you can have, I know you in the past you've had a, you know, like a little table and stuff like that. And, you know, you can have that again this year.
Yeah, well, I'm setting up a little table for the Hope Collection. We're contributing to it also to... See, the way it works, folks, is that the people that are involved with the program, first of all, the owner of the bowling alley is donating that time to us, the time during the day when people can bowl for free, and they get shoes also for free, so and the balls that are needed. So it's a fun time for families to bring their children in, and if they know how to bowl, they can bowl, or they can be teaching them during that time also. And it's generally, I think, around 3 hours or so of free bowling. And like Mary said, Larry said, there's going to be different events at different times, so that's good. And it's been expanded. And I enjoyed being there with the people and helping out and telling them about the Hope Collection. I hand out books and I hand out pamphlets and Hope cards and a whole bunch of things that I give free to the people. And I ask them, all I ask them is to register in the Hope Collection for free. And so it's a very good time to meet people and to tell them a little bit about the Hope Collection also. So last year there was a couple of hundred contributors, sponsors to that, right, Larry?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Quite a few.
And so it's actually a community organization, contribution to the community. It's not just the bowling alley, and it's not just the Elks, and not just the Knights of Columbus and the Hope Collection, but it's hundreds of different contributors that are contributing to the organization. And so I'm very happy to be part of that because it fits right in with what we're trying to do in the Hope Collection. And since it's focusing on families, it's right up my alley. So I think it's a well worthwhile project. I see Mary has dropped off. And there was something else I wanted to talk to you about, Larry. What did I say earlier that I was going to ask you to come on and talk about that?
That wasn't the
bowling event. What about the parade? We have a parade in the community.
Yeah, we have the parade again. That's
on the 4th of July, right? That weekend?
Yep. I'll be marching with the, I'll be marching with the Elks or with the, or the Knights of Columbus. Our local chapter.
And you and I marched during that, and your son and other people, so it's a good way to... Just to show people in the community that we're involved with them, and
right.
to help them to understand. And there's usually a large picnic afterwards and fireworks later in the evening that the community puts on. And it's a wonderful way for people to get together and to share things with each other. So there's usually a very big crowd comes later in the evening for the fireworks display, because they put on a very nice fireworks display for the 4th of July. We all participate in that also. So it's a great event and a great time for all the people. And they have food there that people can purchase, and they have drinks that people can purchase, and all kinds of things. I think there's a few games for the children and various things like that. So it's a great event, and it's a worthwhile event, because we're honoring our country, and which we need more and more of these days. We need more and more people to honor our country, and so I'm very thankful to be part of that also. So that gives you all a little bit of an idea of some of the things that we're involved in. Now, there's many, many, many other things that we're involved in. We have many veterans programs, and my friend Larry is a veteran also, and Larry is, and Mary is. They're both veterans, and they're involved in the Hope Collection. And anyone that wants to get involved to the Hope Collection, you can come on the show anytime you want to. You just have to dial 714-816-4686. It's a very simple entry to the system. There's no password needed. You just dial it, and then whoever's the host can turn on your microphone, because they have a little studio displayed on our computer when we host the show. And then so 714-816-4686, and you can also bring a friend. You can do a three-way call with a friend and add them on, or you can give them the number and they can dial directly in, or a family member, or anybody you want to, because we don't exclude anybody. We don't exclude anybody. We're starting through the Golden Rule Society, which is another organization that we partner with. Captain Lynn Kane started that almost 50 years ago, and he's been nominated 4 times for the Nobel Peace Prize, which is a great honor for anyone, any American, to be honored in that. And he's been number 2 on one of those 4 nominations, number 2 at the top, but he has not gotten the prize yet. But he keeps getting nominated, and because of his efforts, his worldwide efforts that he's doing to help people around the world. So when Dr. Joel Griffin and Captain Len Kane got together, they talked about the synergy between the two organizations, between the Hope Collection and the Golden Rule Society, and they decided to partner, to become partners. Dr. Joel Griffin was on the board of the Golden Rule Society, and Len Kane is an advisor on the board of the Hope Collection, it's a great marriage of the two organizations. And Mary mentioned earlier about the kindness program, the kindness campaign, and that was started by Len Kane. And we have adopted it through the Hope Collection also. So it's a great thing to help people and help them to help other people. And you know what? Just thinking about the kindness program and being part of that program has an impact on people, because I know that I think about that when I see somebody. Now, what can I do to show them kindness? And is it just to walk up to them and say hello and shake their hand and start a conversation with them? Or is it offering them a hope card and talking a little bit about the Hope Collection, inviting them to the program? Is it asking them if they have any needs that they would like some help with? And so things like that are all part of being kind to people. And if I see someone that's having a hard time either getting out of their car because they have some physical limitations, they'll walk over and offer to help them. And in most cases, the person will say, oh, thank you so much for helping me get out of the car. And if I open the door for somebody when I'm walking up to a store, they say thank you. Because, you know, and you get it comes back to you. Because you're being kind to people, and then they are being kind back to you. And anytime I see a police officer or a military person, I will reach out my hand and shake my hand with them and say to them, thank you for serving your community, or thank you for serving your state, or thank you for serving our country. They get a big smile on their face, and they say, well, thank you. Thank you for those kind words. So it's just a little, some little things that we can do to show kindness to people. I hope you all agree that that's a good thing to do. And I would encourage anybody that's listening is to think about that and think about what you can do for other people to offer them kindness, and think about what you can do to help them in any areas they might need help. And if you want to register into the Hope Collection, by the way, it's a simple registration. You would sign on to the website called thehopecollection.com. That's all one word, thehopecollection.com. And you click on a button for registration, and it will take you right to a little screen, and there's only three or four items that you have to enter there. Things like what's your name, if you remember, and your telephone number and your email, and who referred you to this, the name of the person. And you can put a name in like Bob, or you can put a name in like Larry, or you can put a name in like Mary, whoever talked to you about the program. And then just type it in there, and you will be registered. There's no cost, and there's a lot of benefits from the registration. One of the biggest benefits is that you are assigned someone like Larry or Mary or myself, or others on the team, who referred you to the program. You will be assigned to them as a coach. They will coach you in any area that you feel that you need help in. If it's maybe you need help in making some additional income. Maybe you need some help in housing. Or maybe you need some help in health and wellness. Or maybe you need some help in clean air and water. Or maybe you need some help developing your faith, whatever it is. We have people that are specializing in those areas that can help you in any of those areas and many other areas. Those are just some that people can help you with. And I see we have my friend Mary has come back. Mary is a very high multitasker. And sometimes she'll come on the show and then have to drop off for a minute because something else she's involved in, either a family member or something she's working on, and then she'll come back. And thank you, Mary, for coming back. And
not a problem.
I see my friend Derek has come back also. Hi, Derek. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good. I don't know if you were on when I mentioned about Jordan. I talked to Ron Clayton and also to Gary Halberstein, and we're going to get him some help with that artificial intelligence on his So,
hey, Bob.
I'll fill you in later on what we're doing. We're going to have a three-way with Gary and probably Jordan and myself.
Hey, Bob. Mary,
and then we'll talk some
Mary,
more.
Quit interrupting Mary. Let her finish.
I'm sorry, what? What did you say?
Mary, go ahead.
Mary has something for you, Bob.
Mary,
have him call
there?
Me, Bob. I'm building our website straight with AI. I have the programs to do that with. That's how we're doing the Hope Collection website. I'm showing Gary how to use AI.
Good, good. And that's great. But so anyway, I think that's going to help. That's going to help him, and hopefully we'll get some things done in that area. It's just another area where we're trying to help people. And Derek, we're working together, Derek and I, with a number of other people in different areas. Jordan happens to be from Idaho. He lives up there with his family.
Utah. He's in Utah.
Oh, Utah. I'm sorry. I don't know why I was thinking Idaho. But anyway,
Utah,
out in that area, and so I've been in those areas out there a number of different times, but not recently. But I loved it out there. Some beautiful areas out there, in Utah and Idaho and Minnesota and other places up in that area, part of the United States, So anyway, Larry, you do a lot of work with the veterans also, the veterans organizations, right?
Yes, I do. As I am a veteran, so yeah, we have what we call a Veterans Breakfast Club where we meet on Tuesday mornings at the VFW in Hampton, New Jersey, and we go down there. We have breakfast,
and you guys talk about all of any situations that people might have, right?
Yep.
Work together on helping them with that, right?
Yep. Yeah, and the nice thing is that the big farm there that's not that far away, they donate eggs to us, and they give us cartons of eggs, right, for nothing.
Yeah.
And then what we do is we charge each individual like $1 for a dozen eggs. You know, this, where
wow.
can you get eggs for $1 a dozen? You know what I mean? And it's it helps us, get a little bit more money for the organization, which is a good thing.
So they get a dozen eggs for $1?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
I'm going to have to talk to you about that.
Yep. Yeah, actually,
we're paying $4 or $5 for a dozen eggs, at ShopRite.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. ShopRite's high price to begin with, I have a couple of dozen in my fridge, so if you need some, I can drop them off to you.
Yeah. Well, see, it's just another way that people are getting help, because with this high inflation we've been having,
it's crazy.
It's absolutely crazy what's going on, and the gas prices are going up and up again. And They went down a little bit for a while, but they're creeping back up again to $3.50, $4 a gallon. And so it's really hard for a lot of people, especially people that are on fixed incomes. And the fixed incomes are not going up as fast. I don't know what the answer is. The new Republicans in the Congress are trying to do some things to help out. But and I was reading this morning that Biden is going to be signing a new order to help people to buy houses that have don't have a good credit rating and they don't have enough money to put down a down payment, and it's going to be
Is that good?
No, it's not good, because you know how it's going to be paid for? It's going to be paid for it by the taxpayers.
That's not good.
Those people that that can afford the house or can afford a house and can put down a down payment. And they get a lower interest rate because of that. They're gonna be assessed a tax each month for to help out the other people who can't afford. So there's gonna be a lot of rumbling about that new program, and a lot of the experts say that's not the solution to the problem. It says there are other ways to solve the problem. Not to assess other people to pay for other people's mortgages, you know, and so we'll see. We'll have to see what happens on that. But I brought it up because I was just reading about it this morning. So anyway, I think I'm gonna end the show at this point, because. We have covered just about everything I wanted to cover. Anything else you want to bring up, Larry, before we end the show?
No, not really.
Okay. I did want to mention that the Elks are doing a lot of work with children, and they have a camp that have programs at, and it's a wonderful thing. It's called the Elks Camp Moore. I think that's the name of it, right?
Yep,
yeah,
that's it.
Yeah. And it's called the Miracle in the Mountains, and they work a lot with special needs children at that camp, and to help them to be involved in different things, and to get some love and kindness in their lives, and to help them to grow and to learn new things. So it's a great effort that is put on by the Elks Club, and that's one of the main reasons I joined the Elks Club, is because of that. And also because of my friend Larry, because he's been involved in it for years, I think that's another program that that we have access to through the members in the Hope Collection, the members. Are involved in that on the side. It's not considered a program that we have as one of our many programs. But it's something that many of us do, and that's the way it works with all of us, because we are all involved in other things as well as the Hope Collection. Many of us have businesses of our own on the side, and we have. Programs that we work through our children and through our family and through our businesses that we have, and we also do things on the side to help other people. Not just all of it's not just through the Hope Collection. And I wanted to make sure everybody understood that. There's things that we do through our church, for example, that that are outside of the Hope Collection, but they have the same theme that we have in the Hope Collection, as to help people and to help them to help other people. So many ministries that we have in our church, and Larry's involved in a number of those, and I'm involved in a number of those, but those are just things that we do to help people. So it's a great organization, and it's doing the things that I said earlier that the good Lord wants us to do, and that's helping people by helping them to help other people. I'm currently involved with the Spanish immigrants that are coming into this country, and I say Spanish because it's primarily the Spanish people that I'm working with, because in my church we have a Spanish ministry, and I'm a member of that ministry, and I find out things that they're interested in through that ministry. One of them that I recognized early on was a lot of them wanted to learn the English language. And so we set up a program that I was doing and helping them. And we did it in people's homes, in their homes. And we used a workbook to work from. Each person had their own workbook. And it taught them the difference between Spanish words and English words. And it taught them through our help how to use those words in a sentence, and how to use those words in a conversation, and to group English words together for a sentence. So it was a good program. We had to stop it when the COVID got really really going, the COVID-19. And we're starting it up again. I was talking to a couple of Spanish people just recently, and I told them, if you'd like to join, we can get you involved in that and learning the English language. And they shook their head. Yes, 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 yes. I would like to learn the English language. Another area that we're helping some of the Spanish immigrants in is getting certified as a permanent resident in the United States through the Immigration Department. That's one of the first steps in becoming a citizen. Citizenship takes about 5 years, but you can become what's called a permanent resident of the United States by going through a process, filling out some forms and filing them, and paying the fees that are that is necessary for that. And I've done that with a number of people, and I'm helping a number of other people to do that also. And it's not, it's just, that particular one is not just dedicated to Spanish people, but there are others, immigrants that come in. I think there's 87 different countries now that immigrants are coming into the United States. And the numbers are growing. More and more and more immigrants are coming in. So that's an area that needs a lot of help. And that's an area that we all can help them, because I have found that they are very motivated to work hard, and they're very motivated to learn things, and they're very motivated to be a taxpayer and to become a citizen. Most of them are. Granted, there are some that have other motivations, and some of those are bad. Some of those are bad motivations. So we have to sort out those, the good from the bad, and then work with those that are that want us to work with them. So that's all I'm going to say about that. But I just wanted people to know, those of you that are listening, there are many programs in the Hope Collection, and in the Golden Rule Society, and in other organizations that we partner with. We partner with Easter Seals. We partner with New York City Relief. We partner with a lot of children's organizations, veterans organizations, Department of Defense organizations, all kinds of different organizations that we partner with. So so I want you all to understand that. And we're working on projects in all of those organizations. So I want to just say thank you all for listening, those of you that are listening, and those of you that came on. We had a number of people who came on today. My friend Larry, of course, stuck with me through the whole program, and thank you, Larry.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate you coming on and helping out. And my friend Derek from Tennessee that came on, and my friend Mary from Minnesota, and others that came on. Some of the numbers I don't recognize, so I can't tell you where they're from. But it's been a good show, and I'm happy that you all helped out, and we appreciate you. And we ask the good Lord to give you a special blessing because of your contribution and because you're doing the things that the good Lord wants you to do. And you're doing them for the right reasons. That's what we're all trying to do, is do the things for the right reasons and with the right people. Because you can't help somebody that doesn't want your help. I've learned that many years ago. But if somebody wants your help, we have the capability to do that. We have the training to do that. We have the programs to do that. So and the expertise to do that. Many of us are life coaches, so we can use those that training to help people also. So anyway, God bless you all, and God bless America, and Larry, God bless your family and Mary's family and Derek's family and Ron Clayton's family and all the others on the team. Many, many people on our team. Because the numbers of people on the team makes this whole thing work, because different people have different skills and different people have different abilities and different people want to work in different areas. We have 8 main areas in the Hope Collection. We call them the pillars of the Hope Collection. That's the areas of the arts, because we do things in the arts. And we do things in the areas in education and certifications, in the area of housing, in the area of health and wellness. We do a lot of work in that area, and in the area of clean air and water, the financial areas, economic financial areas. So there's areas, 8 main areas that we call the pillars of the Hope Collection, and those are things that. We connect people up to those programs when they have a need for one of those programs, and whatever their need is, we work with them. So anyway, I'm gonna end it right now because we only have about a minute left. Larry, you want to say anything before we leave?
No, just that I think it was a great program as always, and you know, I try to be free on Thursday mornings for you, so hopefully
I'll be on your next
show.
It fits in with many of the things that you're already doing. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You know, you're helping people in many areas, so it fits right in there with
yep,
that.
Exactly.
I appreciate your participation. And so, as I said, God bless you all that are listening, and those of you who have been on here to help out, God bless you and your families, and God bless America. So I'm signing off. This is Bob Oakley, and I'm signing off for now. And we have another good show tomorrow with the president of the board, Mr. Ron Clayton, and Captain Lynn Kane, who is the founder of the Golden Rule Society. So that's a good show tomorrow that they will be talking about. And they will be talking about some of the programs and what kind of things they're doing to help people. So you all have a great day. As I said, God bless you all. Thanks, Larry. I'll talk to you later, my friend. Bye-bye.
Yep. Take care. Bye-bye.